Speaking with a purpose.
That's great stuff.
Swapping out that negative behavior for positive. Swapping out the negative thoughts, negative words for positive. Because the power of the tongue is so powerful. If we get to the adults to swap some things out, it'd be easier to help with these kids swapping things out. And it's not for me. The glory is going to go to God, and just to help inspire other people to make good choices.
Welcome to the Swap Meet. First of all, I want to thank WKAR and Al Martin and our special host today, Isaac. Appreciate you guys having the Swap Meet. And today's Swap Meet is going to be a very interesting discussion. A discussion about the talk of the town, the talk of the world right now, really, which is OJ. OJ being released. Wow. Isaac and I were sitting here discussing this, talking about this, and we can take this many, many different ways. But you know what? He's paid his dues. He did his 9 years. He served his time for the crime that he was found guilty of. And he's set free as of October 1st. What will that bring? Let's open it up and start our discussion, Isaac.
That's the thing, James. I mean, whether you think the murder trial went the wrong way, whether you thought he should have been found guilty of course, the murders of two people out in Los Angeles, or whether you think that he should have done more time for this, that's not happening. You know, we can dwell on the past for as long as we want, but at the same time, now, as early as October 1st, a 70-year-old man who's committed some mistakes, but who is also one of the highest of the high celebrity status athletes that we've ever had, is going to walk free. The question now is, where should he go? What should he do from this point forward?
Yeah, that's a big one. And my suggestion is that he comes out and changes his mindset from when he made the statement that I have a conflict-free life. Mm-hmm. No, okay? He needs to come out with a little different mindset as far as conflict, or how did he state it?
Conflict-free.
Conflict-free. He needs to come out and say, no, I've had some conflicts in my life. I want to share my story. I want to talk to people like he did inside, because I've heard inside when he was locked up, a lot of the inmates came to him with situations, mm-hmm. and he was like a counselor. He was like a mentor to these guys. Granted, it may just be because he was OJ the Juice, you know, but nevertheless, he was mentoring these guys. He was talking to them. He was sharing with them. He was counseling them, talking to them, guiding them, hopefully guiding them in the right direction, because once they heard the verdict yesterday, I mean, listen to the news, and it was nothing but praises and yelling and, you know, congratulations and cheers and everything for OJ in there. So he must have been doing the right thing in there. And that means counseling these guys, talking to them, because he built some relationships with these guys. So hopefully he'll come out and he'll continue that.
Exactly. And you said it right there, the conflict-free statement. That's problematic because, I mean, the only way OJ can use this as a lesson for others, there are two different paths that he can go. Two different paths. He can go to Hawaii or the Bahamas. We all know he's got that money. That new study came out yesterday saying how much he made in prison because of NFL pensions. Or he can go back to his communities. OJ didn't have the easiest childhood or anything like that. OJ came up. He made a life for himself, made a great life for himself, and destroyed it. Entire explosion of everything he knew, boom, all because of his own faults. And that's the thing, though. A lot of players are in that situation. James, Al, you, and myself all talked about Plexico Burress recently. not the same severity of a story, but still pretty significant in an athlete that had it all the praise, all the money, all the fame, and he destroyed it for himself. So that's the thing. OJ can be a learning point, but he has to accept that fact, at least in my mind, that he's had some conflict in his life. We all have, but unless he does that, he can't be a mentor. He can't be a lesson to anybody else.
Of course not. He can't. And like I said, I looked at his demeanor. I looked at the jubilance on his face when they said that he was going to be released. And I honestly feel that he will. I watched OJ as a kid, so you weren't watching. You weren't around to watch.
I've seen the highlights.
So I've watched him, you know, play live. And then I watched the Hertz commercials, him running through the airport, talking about OJ the juice. I mean, you hate to see someone fall. You hate to see someone go through these things. But in the end, it all happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, like I said, I keep him up in prayer. And hopefully he's going to swap some things out and, you know, make a difference and impact some people's lives with his story and being honest and truthful about it.
What can athletes learn from his story, especially young ones who might have not had the easiest time coming up, but who are primed for success?
One thing that we have to understand, we all have that inner child. We all have a childhood. We've all been through ups and downs, and some more severe than others. The key is looking, learning, and moving forward and keeping your head up and being positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I said, the storm's gonna come. The key is how are you gonna respond to it when they come. And as a kid, look at what we're dealing with, look at what you're going through, look at circumstances, and make good choices. And it always boils back down to that choices. And with the swap meet, we always talk about choices, and we talk about choices with our younger adults and our young kids and stuff. But one thing, it's not just with that group of people. It's with my age adults. Mm-hmm. It's adults, period. We all have to make choices. But what goes along with that is consequences,
mm-hmm.
be it good, be it bad. So hopefully OJ makes good choices, and hopefully kids listening, young adults listening, adults, period, listening, and listening and seeing what he's been through and what he's going through, they learn that regardless of what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The key is staying focused, staying positive, and shooting for the moon. Because if you shoot for the moon and you fall short, you fall amongst the stars.
One of the good news, and I love that quote, I mean, used by numerous and some of my favorite rappers, Lil Wayne, Kanye West, back when they were both decent too. But I think you hit the nail right on the head with that one, James, because like you said, it's all about making sure that you can come back, teach something positive, imbue some values in these young children who might not have direction otherwise. And the good news about OJ, you saw it in the courtroom yesterday. He's as personable as ever.
It's hard to not
look at him and like him. But like you said, he still has it. He's got a personality where it can easily rub off on somebody.
Contagious.
Yeah, it is.
Contagious.
Yep.
It's contagious. But the key that you don't know, he's always been that way.
Yep.
Always been that way.
Yep.
Always. I mean, that personable, that just flamboyant, that's just OJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not like Roger Staubach. I mean, coats and stuff. But he's been that way, always.
And OJ relates to everybody. You know, like I said, OJ coming up, obviously, you know, there were two different views on his murder trial. Because let's be real, this is what we're still talking about. This is what we judge OJ on. We don't care about trophies. We don't care about any stolen memorabilia, anything like that. 9 years as a sentence was unanimously declared as way too harsh. It's because of that murder trial that people remember OJ, that people judge OJ, and so on and so forth. The good news again about OJ, once again though, like you said, he can relate to everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, OJ came up, you could make a president laugh, and he could make somebody in jail laugh. OJ just related to everybody. So going forward, both you and I have been saying, he needs to take on this new responsibility with his second chance. He needs to mentor people. But who should he focus on, and what are kind of the risk groups that you think he really needs to own in on?
Well, you know, that's a tough one because, you know, like we discussed before we started the show, I mean, he still has some domestic issues that he has to deal with, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what stems from. So, yeah, I mean, he can take it with married couples. He could take it with young adults, you know, young men ages 18 to 25. I mean, the range is wide open for OJ because he's 70 years old now.
Yep.
Okay. And the key is he shouldn't try to focus and channel at one certain group. Mm-hmm. He just needs to get in front of people.
Yep.
Period. And share his story and make an impact.
And that's where he's best.
Yeah.
in front of people, you know, whether it's the LA Coliseum or in Buffalo, he's best in front of people.
Exactly. And he'll shine, and he'll impact some people's lives if he does it the right way.
This is the thing too. I think we know he's not going anywhere. He's staying in the spotlight. I mean, October 1st, that possible release date, all the cameras will be on him. And going forward from that, all the cameras will be on again. It's up to him to affect positive change from now forward.
Exactly, because that's one thing about being an athlete. And I think he's going to respond differently mm-hmm. this time.
What will allow him to respond differently?
Him focusing on his family. Him focusing on his family and his kids will allow him to start that way, because that's the way it's going to have to start. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're going to have your doubts. You're going to have your naysayers. You're going to have people that are going to be in his ear trying to push the buttons, trying to destroy him, trying to relive everything that happened in the past. But guess what? As one of my pastors used to say, or no, not one of my pastors, but Joel Osteen mm-hmm. says it all the time. When you're driving down the street, you're looking ahead. You keep glancing through the rearview mirror to see what's happening. But that's just like life. Things happen in the past, you leave them in the past, and you move forward. Mm-hmm. Because if you keep going to the past, you never move forward. And you stay stuck in a rut.
Great quote. And just one more question for you, James. One more topic I want to get to on today's edition of the Swap Meet. Always happy to have you on once again. So OJ, again, he's set for release. He can affect positive change as long as he keeps moving forward. His daughter said that he was, quote, a rock for her throughout her life, that he really had been that sustainable, constant presence in the family that kept her going. How does OJ, because as good as he's been in front of the cameras, in front of stadiums of 80,000 people, 90,000 people, how does OJ translate that to an interpersonal level, one-on-one with others?
That's a tough question, because he's going to have that drive, that honesty, ready to release and open up with his kids one-on-one, with his friends one-on-one, with whomever he's talking with one-on-one. That's that interpersonal relationship that he's going to have to release and be able to say, lay it all out on the table. Mm-hmm. Lay it out on the table. And I think it can be done, and it will be done. But that's going to be a process, because you're going to take the pain, the good with the bad. It's going to be some pain because of the bad, the heartaches, and everything that they've been through. The good is because they're going to be moving forward and putting that stuff in the past. And it all boils back down to, like I said, we got to move forward. We can't go back. That's not just with OJ. That's with you. That's with me. Because we've all made mistakes in life. We've all had situations go on. When we dwell on them, it holds us back from moving forward.
So that's, I don't know if I answered your question, but I really think that's what it's going to take, and we've got to look forward, got to move forward, and you're going to have people that's going to be trying to throw darts. Mm-hmm. And pulling back to the old OJ, the OJ that they think he is. You just got to move forward and stay positive and work on that relationship with his family, with whomever he's dealing with.
And as you and I said right at the start, that all starts with openness and acceptance. He's got to know what he did, but fortunately for him, 9 years in prison is a long time for reflection. He's got plenty of thought to move forward.
Yeah.
At least we can hope. Yeah. James, thanks so much for being on again. Hey, another great addition to the Swap Meet.
Hey, always. And I want to say a shout out to Al Martin, who's up in Vegas now. Hey, Al, have a good time, buddy.
Living it up.
And Isaac took care of you here. So, hey, thanks a lot for having me here on WKR and the Swap Meet.
Yeah, thank you, James. And maybe we'll see if Al can run into OJ himself right when he gets released. Thanks again, James.
Thank you, sir.